will run into problems. So we ease the breast out of the way, find the corner of his mouth, and then push straight towards the roof of his mouth. And if it works, then the milk will come shooting up the tube like that.
Yeah, you get that super sense.
And
yeah,
then
he knows this.
He'll start to suck. Yeah, I think. Actually,
come on, Harry. There we go. Yeah. Oh, look how wide awake you are now.
Right. So babies tend to fall asleep at the breast when the flow of milk slows down. And as you see, he's getting milk. You can see that pause in the chin there.
Mm-hmm.
There. So once you know that, you know when the baby's getting milk, but you also know when the baby's not getting milk. And again, even though he's starting to close his eyes, doesn't mean that he's not getting milk. But if he shows that pausing type of suck and then keeps drinking, you know, even with his eyes closed, it doesn't matter that much. He's still drinking. He tends to suck up his lip there.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we've had a little bit of pain, I think, because he's not as wide open as he could be.
Right. So if he were perfect, he would actually be more like this. There we go. So chin in the breast, not the nose, covering more of the areola with his lower lip than his upper lip. And so, you know, we encourage this method of supplementation, and luckily, it was Dr. Weidman who suggested
this? Yes.
Yeah. And luckily, Dr. Weidman is on track with this, because there are a lot of doctors will tell me, oh, there's no such thing as nipple confusion. Well, there is. You know, babies aren't dumb. They know. If they go to the breast and they're not getting good flow, and then they get a bottle and they get good flow, they'll figure it out. You know, bonding's important, but hunger comes first. Let's see, now if milk starts coming out the tube there, something's happening. I mean, at the side of his mouth there, something's happening that shouldn't be. So I just fiddled with it a little bit. But that pause in the chin also tells you if he's getting the milk. So just because the tube is there and he's sucking doesn't mean he's getting the milk. If you don't see those pausing types of suck, then it's likely that the flow is either he's not latched on properly or the tube is not well placed or both. Okay. There. And getting a good latch is just as important here as it is if you're not supplementing, because the better the latch, the less you'll need it. The better the latch, the easier it is to use this little gadget. And the better the latch, the sooner you'll be able to get rid of it. Now, I can't promise you, you will. But if you do it this way, where you feed the baby on one side until he doesn't drink anymore, feed the baby on the second side until he doesn't drink anymore, then as he gets more milk from you, then he'll take less from here. And it's automatic. You don't have to say, well, he gained beautifully when I gave him 2 ounces of feeding, and so I'll just knock him down to 1 ounce of feeding. Well, that may not work.
Right.
And just, you know, we try to make this as untraumatic as possible for both for mother and baby, because I know that this isn't always easy to use, but I think that, you know, there's a lot more to breastfeeding than just the milk. And I think that, you know, this way, the baby will remain on the breast, and hopefully we'll be able to get rid of this. Your chances of getting rid of this are much better if you do this than if he gets a bottle or a cup or finger feeding, because he's still on the breast. I mean, he's still getting milk, even though... Okay.